Every Tuesday night, for 1 hour, the altar at the Trinity Episcopal Church becomes a labyrinth. The church's musical director, Albinus Prisgentus, plays the organ. People slip off their shoes, unzip their boots, and start walking.
She saw it in the gambit, I think. Wasn't it the gambit?
Well, I've been coming for several years. I think it's one of the most underused resources, not only for this church, but for the city.
People sit in church pews listening. At any point, they can step onto the altar where a canvas has been laid out. On the canvas is a replica of the labyrinth from the Chartres Cathedral in France.
What is wonderful about the labyrinth, and each person will tell you something totally different, but at the end, it comes to the same, which is searching, finding, and also the beautiful movement.
People pass one another, slowly following along the thick black lines of the labyrinth.
For some, it's curiosity. For those who have already known about labyrinth, it is like a pilgrimage to your own soul.
Manon has made up some great literature about what a labyrinth is, the difference between it and a maze, and how it's one way in and one way out. It's not a mental challenge. It's a time for you to relax rather than to think, you know. You stay on one path, and even if you made a misturn and stepped over the line and went the wrong way, you still would end up getting out of it, you know. There's no getting lost. It's kind of a metaphor for life.
I really like just hearing the music and just walking the labyrinth, and when doing that, I just can go in my mind and just empty everything out from the past week.
Somebody might be coming back the other way. So there is a point. One comes this way, the other one comes one way. And somebody has to step back and let the other. And just that gesture is finding companionship silently.
Labyrinths go back to, you know, Greek times and mythology and stuff. But she gets accused of, isn't it New Agey, this meditation and walking labyrinths? It's real New Agey. And she said, well, if you consider 11th century New Age, you know, yes, it's only, you know, 900 years old, this particular labyrinth, you know.
The mission is to welcome people, to offer them a home for an hour, that it can be whatever they wish to be.
On one occasion, people got on a plane in D.C. They came here. Of course, they also went to the casino. but they said they came here for this.
During Katrina, my parish was closed. So by coming here to the labyrinth every Tuesday, I just figured this was home.
How you doing?
Oh, great to see you.
Kind of hanging in there. It's coming along.
Great. Good to see you.
Yeah. Okay. I'll see you next week.
Sure. Thank you. My name is Chris Price.
Albinus Prisgentus.
Manon, just like Albinus Prisgentus.
My name is Robert Burrow.
Brian Mills.
My name is Scott Webster.
For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.